This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. It's the time of summer when gardens really start to produce, and that has a lot to do with warm weather, of course. So, Rick, how are we doing in terms of growing conditions so far?
Turns out, so far in 2020, we're actually running almost exactly the most recent 30-year average for accumulated warmth as far as warm weather crops go. Now, that is a big change from last year, which was one of the best growing seasons on record, at least as far as warm weather crops go. By mid-July in 2019, we already had enough accumulated warmth for many varieties of outdoor-grown cucumbers, for example, to have already reached maturity. We're still a long way from that in 2020, but that's pretty typical. Normally, that takes until sometime in early August to reach the cucumber threshold.
So I gather this summer, not so good for those crops which need more warmth. Talk about corn.
Here in interior Alaska, sweet corn is very hard to grow. It just doesn't get warm enough. Sweet corn actually will grow fairly rapidly, but it does need lots of warmth. Last year, we almost got up to enough accumulated warmth by the end of the season to make sweet corn growth possible. This year, we're very unlikely to get that much warmth. Of course, the month has a ways to go, and we don't know what August will bring. At this point, it seems unlikely that we're going to get any extreme heat. The chances of, say, having temperatures above 85 degrees at this point are most unlikely.
Summer already on the wane. Thanks anyway, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUEC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.